Did you know only 9% of construction business owners make more than $200,000 a year? We believe your business should make your life better. We work with construction business owners to systemize their cash flow, workflow, and crew so they can become involved but not required. Have a listen to our podcast if you want to be in control of your business and your life. If you want to get there faster, go to involvedbutnotrequired.com.
Whoops. Okay, so we're going to spend a bit of time on this, and this slide appears again later on. So, WIPs is a term that we are going to use a lot through our time together. WIPs stands for Work in Progress. It's usually a WIP report, so it's a Work in Progress report. We always just refer to them as WIPs. You know, it's, let's have a look at the WIPs. This was the biggest section of our advisory board meeting every time. So your Work in Progress report is... why is it called a WIP? Because it's easy to tell how much money you made at the end of the job, if you want. And we'll show you how to do that during this as well. You can go, right, you know, how much did I invoice? What were my costs? How much profit did I make? That's great. And it's good to be able to do that post-mortem at the end of your job. And if you've had a long history of jobs or you've got jobs in the past and you want to see where you're at with various ones, it can be a really useful exercise to go back and do that post-mortem from jobs last year, the year before, and see where things were at. You know, as you've grown or changed, has profitability gone up or down? It's an awesome exercise. But what we really want to do as we're growing and scaling is know where the job is at now, especially early days, so that you can know in time to make a difference. You know, to find out that you lost 20% on that project you just completed, it's heartbreaking, but there's bugger all that you can do about it. You know, it's happened. The job's over, the loss is there. You can't influence something that's already happened because it's historic, it's in the past. Whereas your work in progress report, you go, right, you know, it's a 2-month project. We are a day into it. I want to know where we are going to be now. That if you're doing smaller jobs, and some of the guys here are, where it is only going to be for a day or half a day, Ren, I know you're here. Chris would be similar. The WIPs can be looked at quite differently. It doesn't have to be such a long-term thing. You still want to have it running so that you know on a short-term basis, okay, we've allocated 2 days for that. We've allocated 2 hours for that. And the guys can see how they're going and you can track them on their GPS and go, are they done? Are they not? All right? It's simpler because you've got it in a shorter-term time frame. The guys who are doing longer and bigger projects, you need to know so you can change it. If you're doing very short-term ones, Ren, Chris, when you jump there, get your guys to look at it. This isn't 2 hours work, boss. They need to call you within the first 15 minutes, half an hour. If not, you expect it that they finish it on 2 hours. It's no good telling you after 2 hours, oh, we're not going to be finished. Or worse, you calling them after 3 hours going, why are you still there? Oh, this isn't 2 hours work, it's four. You need to have a system in place that they tell you within the first half an hour of being on site that they are not going to be able to do it in the time that's allocated, right? Because then you can change. You can call a client, hey, this isn't what's agreed or whatever. You can influence the outcome. There's no point waiting until they're over time and then going, you know, past your budget and then calling and saying, hey, boss, this is going to take way longer, or you following up. You need to know early. The bigger projects, you want to be looking early. Going that 10 to 15% of the way through the project, shit, we're off target here. Yeah, you need to be able to influence the outcome. You need to be able to control the outcome. Influence is just a nice way of saying control, by the way. You want to be in control of what's going on. You want to be able to take action to change it. And that's where your WIP reporting comes in. To show you in small or big projects where you're going to be. So how do we get there?
We believe your business should make your life better.